The Bird Show.
I have a friend in Florida who is making some really, really bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And I need to know how to be a good friend to her.
Okay.
She, like I said, she lives in Florida, but we're good friends. She's in Tampa. Let's just call her Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy is a Tampa name. It is. There's a whole succession of books. It's like these Southern books where the author's every name of the friend of the author is Tammy. So that's kind of what I'm leaning on right now. But anyway, so Tammy from Tampa is just making some really, really bad decisions and continues to make those bad decisions over and over again and continues to come and seek out advice from me as her friend. Mm-hmm. And I try to do my best not to be a judgmental friend, but just to love and embrace my friends as they are. We're all flawed. We all are going to make mistakes. We're all going to make bad decisions, me included, and I hope that my friends will be there for me regardless. So I'm trying to be there for her, but I'm getting really frustrated because...
Frustrated or frustrated?
Frustrated.
Wendy.
You know different what? Levels. If you're really mad, you're frustrated.
I know. And I'm frustrated at y'all's frustration at me saying frustrated.
So... I guess, and I'm guessing other women can understand this, when you've got a friend who keeps coming back to talk to you about the same problem over and over and over and yeah. over again, but mm-hmm. they don't do anything differently to change it. Yeah. They keep, you know, they stay in that relationship or they keep making that bad decision. And a lot of times it's a bad relationship. That's what this is. She just keeps going back to this bad relationship over and over and over again. And I don't know how to be a friend to her anymore because she just continues to make these bad decisions and then is so upset because her life isn't where she wants it to be. Mm-hmm. You know, she, you know, isn't, you know, she isn't married. She isn't this. She isn't that. You know, all these other things because she keeps making bad decisions.
Is it a bunch of different decisions or does she keep coming to you advice on the same decision?
It's always the same situation. And it's staying in this bad relationship. I'm thinking it's much like Wendy's friends probably felt like when she was with Antichrist guy. Mm-hmm. You know, her friends are sitting around frustrated like, "Gah, you cry all the time. Every time I talk to her about this, there's tears. Every time I talk to her about this, it's like, oh, well, he says this is going to happen. Yeah. Or he promised me this. Or
are you
he
friends
says
with
that.
Fiji? Is that what we're finding out? Is Tammy really Fiji?
No. But Tammy just, you know, has all of this hope in this relationship, even though she's become such a doormat. Mm-hmm. And keeps making different decisions to keep this person in her life. And I don't know. This is like 2 years of it that I've been hearing.
Well, then you're part of the problem at this point. No,
yeah, there's only so many times you can give the same amount of advice or the same advice over and over again. You're eventually going to have to stop talking about it.
I just don't know what to do.
Why aren't you just allowed to volunteer? Like, look, I love you. I love you, but you've been coming to me for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And in our relationship, this subject is just off limits because I'm getting frustrated. You're making the same decisions over and over and over again. Frustrated. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say, like, this part right here, we're just going to put this to the side. Everything else, fair game.
Because then I don't feel like I'm being a full friend. If that friend can't talk to me about her life or a big person in her life, then I feel like I'm telling her there's limitations on this friendship. I'm only going to be friends with you if...
But you're sacrificing...
But you sound like a broken record.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing the whole... Like, the other side of it is... That Tammy keeps doing this to the point where you just can't even be friends with her at all. And you're like, sorry. Mm-hmm. So you're saving the rest of the friendship by acknowledging one part of it that is flawed.
Just be like, look, this is the advice I'm giving you. This is advice I've given you over and over again. Take it or leave it. But if you're not going to take it the next time, I can't keep talking about it.
Here is Alexis. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a friend just like that. And in the beginning, you're giving your advice. You're giving your... counsel, but after that, people are exactly where they really do want to be, and you just listen. You just listen, and you have to ask yourself, are there other parts of the relationship that are pleasant and fun and worth being around? But other than that, it's no different than somebody complaining about the job that they're in, you know?
Well, Alexis, let me ask you this then. If you're going to a friend, right? If you're going to a friend, are you really looking for advice, or are you just looking for a sounding board?
I think in the beginning, you're looking for advice, and I think her friend has probably tried to listen to her advice. There's nobody that's in a bad relationship that knows that they're not supposed to be in a bad relationship. There's nobody. You know, originally you hear it and you have your situations and it's a surprise, but after years of being in that same bad relationship, you know it. You just have to stay the positive, you know, ear open, and it's no different than an alcoholic who needs to stop drinking or somebody who finally just needs to take this step and change the bad job that they're in. Mm-hmm. They will make their step when they're ready to make their step. You just need to be there to listen. And if your question is whether to, you know, stay with the relationship, do you get anything else out of the relationship? Because if you don't, then it's really not a relationship.
Maybe dudes are just different here. I mean, I've had this conversation less than a year ago with a friend, or a little over a year ago, and I just said, I can't do this anymore, man. I mean, you ask me for advice. I give you advice. You don't take it. You come back.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. So I said, let's just put this on the side. Maybe dudes are allowed to do that because he never brings this thing up ever now.
Well, easily. I think women are allowed to do it too, but I think the key there is something that Katie and I actually do, but it's, I mean, it's usually not for anything really serious, but it's like, do you need a sounding board or do you need advice? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is like sometimes with women, I mean, it can be a stream of consciousness conversation, and as a woman, you don't even know what you want. And so I think that we've done that with each other, so that may be a case is like, look, do you just need me to sit here and hear you just, you know, regurgitate the same thing, or do you need me to answer your questions?
I wish I could be that way, because at this point, I think I am just a sounding board. I'm just the person that she comes to sort of vent about it or get it out or whatever, because I don't think she shares all of it with a lot of people in her life. But I am so frustrated because I am so sick of her getting treated badly and being a doormat and not realizing, you know what I mean? So it's hard for me not to give advice, and it's hard for me not to get emotional about it, because I see my friend who over time has gotten her self-worth like completely beat out of her.
But she's done
not
it to
physically
herself.
But you know what I mean? But like she doesn't feel like she's worth more than this, you know, bad relationship has given her.
All right, so what do we really have on the table here? What are your options?
I don't know. I'm just frustrated with Tammy.
I'm frustrated with you. Like, you're frustrated with your friend. What is it you want, Jen?
You just want a sounding board now, or do you want advice?
Is this advice or sounding board?
For the sake of our friendship, I don't think you can talk about Tammy anymore with me. Like, you're just not hearing, you know, we're giving you advice and we're giving you support, but you're just not hearing it.
And you want to stay
in a bad relationship with Tammy, then you go ahead and do that. I just don't want to hear about
it. Because your self-worth as a friend is being declined.
It's true. No, it is true. I mean, you're absolutely right.
And as long as
I have to tell Tammy, this topic
off limits.
No more Tampa
Dead
Tammy.
End. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Hey. I was on the other end of that in a relationship, and I had a horrible marriage. And I had a really good friend that was my sounding board. And she got tired of it, like everybody else. And she said, you know, I love you and I want to be there for you, but I can't live this anymore. I worry about you all the time. I've taken your problems so into my head that I can't concentrate on my own family. She said, you know what you need to do.
You still broken up about it all these years later?
Well, yeah, because it was hard for her to say these things to me. But to be truly a good friend is to say the things that people don't want to hear. You know, she knows that she needs out of this, and I'm sure she does feel that she is not worthy of a decent man. And you can talk to her on other levels and convince her in other ways that she is without continuing into the same subject matter. You know, you can tell her how great you think she is. Without even involving this bad relationship. Just be creative with it and tell her. And Denise came to me and she said, I can't talk to you about him anymore.
Did it work?
I don't want to discuss the drugs. I don't want to discuss any of it because it's killing me.
Did it end up working?
And if you care about me,
sounding board,
like I care about you, then you will do something.
We're getting
or
to the point
shut
where,
up.
We're getting to the point and, where we can't talk and, to you about this anymore.
Right. But did it work? Were you able to not talk to her about it anymore?
Want to talk to her about it?
She's not listening.
Wow. It's emotional though.
I know, of course it is.
And hearing her break up makes me upset because it's true. I do. I harbor her problems as mine, and I get upset about it because I care about her so much and I want her to recognize how she's just so worth so much more than what she's.
But you can only tell her so much. At some point,
herself.
She's got to be a good friend to you.
Yeah,
it can't be. You can't be so self-absorbed so much, even though it's easy to do that in those situations, and then you end up yourself being a horrible friend.
The Bird Show.